Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Panthers Scholarship Foundation President Kurt Froyen about next week's Scholarship Night.
The Knoxville Panther Senior Scholarship Night is coming up here in just a couple weeks. I'm sure you're excited to have this night back after not having it last year due to the pandemic, right?
That's correct, yeah. The Knoxville Panthers Scholarship Foundation will be holding its the 18th annual Community and Foundation Award Ceremony. And it's going to be held at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center on Wednesday, May 19th, starting at 7 o'clock. Now, again, because of COVID concerns, we are going to limit attendance to the graduating seniors and their families and friends. We will not have any of the donors available this year. Hopefully we'll get back to the full schedule next year. But so this year it's just going to be limited to the members of the senior class and their families and friends.
Well, tell us a little bit about the scholarships you'll be giving out that night. I'm sure quite a bit of them going out again this year.
Yeah, we have 60 of the senior members of the senior class have applied for our foundation scholarship. Now, we also give out community scholarships that night as well, and that is handled by the high school and the counselor's department, and the administration takes care of that portion of it. So for the foundation, we will be giving out about $34,000 in scholarships that night to the 60 members of the graduating class. Additionally, our foundation sponsors financial aid for Knoxville High School graduates all the way through their senior year in college, as long as the student applies. So we have an additional 85 students this year who are members of the graduating classes of 2018, 2019, who have applied for scholarships. And the total award for those 85 students will be a little over $102,000. So we will be giving out just a little bit over $136,000 in scholarships this year. And it'll bring our total, since we began 18 years ago, to a little over $1,350,000 in scholarship awards.
The postgraduate scholarships, getting those is as easy as applying. Is that the case as well with the foundation scholarships that you give out to graduates of this year?
We have basically two requirements as far as being awarded a scholarship from our foundation. The student has to apply, and every student that applies is awarded a scholarship. However, we do not send the money, the scholarship award, we don't send that to the financial aid office where the student is attending school until we have received a copy of the thank you letter that they send to the donor. So we provide every recipient the address, the name and address of the donor who provided them the financial aid, and we require that we receive a copy of the thank you that they send to the donor before we send money in their name to the financial aid office at the college, university, or trade school where they're studying. In the 18 years that the foundation has been in existence, we've had slightly over 1,400 Knoxville High School graduates apply for scholarships in their senior year, and every one of those students has received a scholarship. And I will say this, I would like to mention, and we are going to live stream the event Wednesday night, May 19th. It is going to be live stream on YouTube. It's also going to be on our website at kpsfoundation.org under the news tab. So everyone will be able to watch the event that night by clicking on that link and watching the ceremony take place live streamed. Getting back to your initial question, yes, we provide scholarships to students entering trade school. We have students right now who are becoming heavy equipment operators, plumbers, electricians, construction trades individuals, and we're helping to fund everybody's post-secondary goals.
Anything else, I guess, that we haven't touched on yet that you would like our listeners to know about this upcoming scholarship night?
I would like to say that, as I mentioned earlier, we will have given out a little over $1,350,000 in scholarships in just 18 years. In our first year, we gave out $18,000 in scholarship money. This year, we're going to give out over $136,000. That only happens because of the support that we are receiving from families, individuals, alumni, businesses here in Knoxville who appreciate the value of education and want to help our young men and women who are graduating from high school and are pursuing a post-secondary education, want to help them along the way. They all want our young people to know that we are behind them. We are proud of their success, and we look forward to following their success in the future. I'd like to thank the members of the board, of our board, foundation board, for the tremendous amount of work that they put in throughout the year. I especially would mention the counselors at the high school and the high school principal. And Marion County Savings Bank has provided us so much financial support throughout the years. I honestly just don't think we could have been successful without the help of, used to be Iowa State Savings Bank, now it's Marion County Savings Bank. So I'd like to really put a shout out also to the members of our board who spent so much time, and they are so dedicated to our young people.
Thanks to Knoxville Panthers Scholarship Foundation President Kurt Froyen for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.